الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، آية 35 of سورة النساء. آية 35 of سورة النساء from the تفسير of the His Eminence شيخ عبد الرحمن ناصر السعدي عليه رحمة الله تعالى. أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. وإن خفتم شقاق بينهما فبعثوا حكما من أهله وحكما من أهلها إن يريدا إصلاحا يوفق الله بينهما إن الله كان عليما خبيرا. If you fear a breach between them twain, the man and his wife, appoint two arbitrators, one from his family and the other from hers. If they both wish for peace, Allah will cause their reconciliation. Indeed, Allah is ever all-knower, well acquainted with all things. The Shaykh rahimahullah says in commenting on this ayah, وَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ شِقَاقَ بَيْنَ الزَّوْجَيْنِ وَالْمُبَاعَدَ وَالْمُجَانَبَ حَتَّى يَكُونَ كُلٌّ مِنْهُمَا فِي شِقَّةٍ. Okay guys, pay attention. The Shaykh said, and if you fear separation between the two spouses, or parting, or taking sides, so that each one of them is on the other side, shiq. Alaykum salam. Shiqaq. Shiqaq is that you are on one end and that which you are against is on the other end, so that you don't meet because of the level of separation. You become on opposite ends. فَبَعَثُوا حَكَمًا مِّنْ أَهْلِهِ وَحَكَمًا مِّنْ أَهْلِهَا. Ayah 35, Surah An-Nisa. So send forth an arbitrator from her family, from his family, and an arbitrator from her family. Arbitrator is one who judges between people, one who listens to people's issues, and then he gives them the advice accordingly. أي رجلين مكلفين مسلمين عدلين عاقلين. يا سلام. Vocabulary for those who take notes, which are the successful ones. For those who take notes, رجلين, the successful ones are the ones who take notes, because human beings forget no matter how intelligent we get. Human beings forget no matter how intelligent we get. Take notes, you will use it in the future. Barakallahu feek. Rajulaini is what? Six men?
Mm-hmm.
Two men. So what is the difference between Rajulan and Rajulain?
Rajulan is plural.
Are they both the same? Rajulan is plural?
No, Rajulain is the same. Rajulan.
Rajulan is what? وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَانِ رَجُلَانِ فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. They are both dual. They are both for two. However, grammatically, you either say رَجُلَانِ or رَجُلَيْنِ or جَنَّتَانِ or جَنَّتَيْنِ or وَلَدَانِ. Depending on the position of the word in the sentence and what precedes it. Yani, if it's a fa'il, if it's the subject of the sentence, then it's marfu', and the rafa' of the dual is the alif. Instead of saying rajulu, rajulu, when it's dual you say rajulan, you don't say rajulain. When you say ala rajuli, مَشَيْتُ عَلَى الرَّجُلِ, I walk on the man, I walk on him. When it becomes in the dual, you say مشيت على الرجلين. I walked on two men because the jar of the muthanna is with the ya. إذا الفاعل عفوا المثنى يرفع بالألف يرفع بالألف وينصب ويجر بالياء. يا جماعة الخير الله يرضى عليكم. Try to cut down on the noise. I'm very sensitive and get easily distracted. Are you with me on the same page? Are you not learning this with Dr. Yahya? You're not learning this with Dr. Yahya? I'm going to tell him, Wallah. Wallah, I'm going to tell Dr. Yahya, your students don't know ku'um min bu'um min kursu'um. على كل حال رجلين is what?
رجلين.
Two men. مكلفين. مكلفين. What does it mean? مكلف. إذا قلنا رجل مكلف شرعا. What does مكلف mean? Can you translate it to English, Shanaif? مكلف is one who has reached the age of discretion, meaning one who is held accountable in Islam, meaning one who the angels write down his evil deeds. مكلف, يعني you've reached the stage, it means you are at the age of puberty, it means you are not crazy, and it means you're not sleeping. Because if you're under the age of puberty, you're not Islamically مكلف. Right? You're still a boy. If you are crazy, insane, then you're not mukallaf. Allah will not hold you accountable for your actions because you're insane. And if you're sleeping, then you're not held accountable either because the Prophet ﷺ said, رُفِعَ الْقَلَمُ عَنْ ثَلَاثٍ. The pen has been lifted concerning three, meaning their deeds are not written down. And he mentioned the ones I mentioned to you now. If you're sleeping, some people, you know, talk in their sleep. If someone divorced his wife during his sleep, is that divorce valid? No. Because he was sleeping. Some people sleepwalk. And he may go and kill someone. If it is proven beyond a shadow of doubt he was asleep, he's not held accountable. He's not to be killed. He has to pay the diyah, but he's not to be killed. Because it is not intentional death. It is not intentional homicide. Even mukallafain means responsible, if you want to use one word. As in Islamically responsible or accountable. As in Islamically accountable. And the singular is mukallaf. The dual is mukallafain. Plural, mukallafun or mukallafin. Mukallafun or mukallafin, depending on the position in the sentence. Just like رجلان رجلين. طيب إذا رجلين مكلفين. عليكم السلام. هلا والله. تفضل حبيبي تفضل. أهلا أهلا. استريح. ما شاء الله. مسلمين مسلمين. Is Muslims or two Muslims?
Two.
Two Muslims. If we wanted to make it plural, Muslimin or Muslimun, you remove the fatha. يعني look, notice. رجلين مكلفين versus مكلفين. مسلمين versus مسلمين. So in order, this is why it's important to know this when you're reading the text. You must know whether it is dual or plural, because usually the text will not have the vowels. It will not have the fatha. You should know this. The context will help you understand. إذا مسلمين, both of them are Muslims. عدلين, عدل. What is عدل?
Just.
Of course, adl is justice, and it could be an adjective describing the person. If you say huwa adlun, he is a just person. Adlaini is what then?
Two
just individuals. Aqilain.
One who is just, two who are just.
طيب عاقلين يعني intellectually sound, because you may get someone who's مكلف and he's a Muslim. عليكم السلام. مكلف, he's a Muslim, معي, and he's عدل, but he's يعني his capacity, his intellectual capacity is limited. Ayah 35 Surah An-Nisa, he's limited. So we say no, he cannot be an arbitrator, because an arbitrator must be someone of intelligence. He has to hear the points, he has to be able to judge between the people. If he himself is not intelligent, it is impossible to do so. جميل. يعرفاني ما بين الزوجين. They know what is between the two couples, the spouses. So now, Allah is telling us, if you fear separation, division, a breach between the husband and wife, then bring two men at the age of discretion, Muslims, just and intellectuals, intelligent, let's say intelligent, and they know the affair of both spouses. They know the condition of the husband and the condition of the wife. وَيَعْرِفَانِ الْجَمْعَ وَالتَّفْرِيقِ, and they know, they have knowledge of the concept of reconciling and separating. Because there may be times where the arbitrator recognizes or the judge realizes that these two people should not be with each other. يعني these two couple, they're incompatible. Or they know how to harmonize and bring relation between two things which are trying to go on different ends. They must have knowledge of that. وَهَذَا مُسْتَفَادٌ مِنْ لَفْذٍ حُكُمٍ. Allahu Akbar. See the English, see the Arabic language. Now listen to the eloquence of the Quran. The Shaykh, rahimahullah, he enumerated all of these things from one word. And that word is حكم. What is حكم?
Judgment.
What do we call the judge besides Qadi?
Hakim.
Hakim. يحكم بين الناس. حكمة. All of these, by the way, they come from the same root word. So then, we learned all of these descriptions or these qualities of that man or these two men because of the word حكم. The Shaykh said, لأنه لا يصلح حكما إلا من اتصف بتلك الصفات, because he is not suitable as a judge except one who has the previously mentioned qualities. يعني he cannot be a حكم unless he's a Muslim, عاقل, عدل, مكلف, and عاقل. He cannot, because Allah made حكم related to that, and for him to be a حاكم he must have these prerequisites, otherwise he's not a حاكم. فَيَنْظُرَانِ مَا يَنْقُمُ كُلٍ أَوْ كُلٌ مِنْهُمَا عَلَى صَاحِبِهِ. What is their job? Their job is to hear out and look into that which each one of the spouse despises about the other. يعني, they will speak to the man, say, what's your problem? He says, her cooking is horrible. Okay? And she never washes my socks. And she disrespects me. She doesn't listen to me. They hear him out. I'm giving you some examples. I'm not saying this is what's happening at homes. On the other hand, they speak to the woman. She says, he doesn't give me my rights. He has a second wife. He spends more time with her than with me. He doesn't spend equally. He doesn't treat our children fairly. Whatever her complaints may be, they will hear the woman's perspective and the man, and what each one of them despises concerning the other. ثُمَّ يُلْزِمَانِ كُلَّ مِنْهُمَا مَا يَجِبْ. Then after they hear them out, they impose on each one of them what is compulsory on them. Yani after they say, okay, they hear that he's not doing this, then they speak to the man and say, listen, you have to be just with your wife, you have to spend equal time with her like with your second wife, you have to treat your children equally and so forth. And they tell the sister, you know, buy some, you know, books concerning cooking and how to, you know, improve your cooking skills, whatever, whatever advice they will give the lady. Anyways, they will impose on them, pay attention, يُلْزِمَاهُمَا, they will both be obliged to carry out what is expected and obligatory upon them. فَإِنْ لَمْ يَسْتَطِعْ أَحَدُهُمَا ذَلِكَ قَنَّعَا الزَّوْجَ الْآخَرْ بِالرِّضَى بِمَا تَيَسَّرَ مِنَ الرِّزْقِ وَالْخُلُقِ أول خير. Now, if one of them is unable to do that, like the husband says or the wife says, I'm sorry, I can't. This is the best cooking I have. Wallah, I've bought books. I already have these books. I've already asked my neighbors. I already had my mom come over. I've done everything within my ability to improve my cooking. This is as good as it gets for me. Once they reach this level, then they go tell the person, they try to convince him to be content with what Allah had decreed of sustenance and character. Yani, this is the best that your wife can do. May? They don't tell them to separate. Now.
Is he obliged to cook for you? Is it an obligation or not? What is it?
Of course.
And to refuse here is a penalty.
I'm sorry?
And to refuse say...
No, she cannot.
She's obliged.
She's obliged to look after her husband. In whatever is considered to be looking after. Now, this changes from a country to a country. But as far as I know, there isn't a country in the world where a woman is not expected to prepare food for her husband. At least, let's say, in the subcontinent, in the Middle Eastern countries, maybe in some of these American, British countries, that is possible. She doesn't get out and go to Pizza Hut. But in our countries, no. So it becomes haram for her to say, I'm not going to cook for you. Right? It's not okay. Alhamdulillah, we live in this, you know, nice culture, nice tradition, huh?
The
situation, the woman is pregnant. Exception is an exception. Yeah, but all this, she says, I'm not going to cook for you. Well, you mind your business. You figure out your own things.
She's not in the mood.
Hey, she's not in the mood, but may put her in the mood.
She's not strong.
Abdulaziz, what are you, women's rights activist, man? Inshallah. Defending women over here, men, we're all brothers over here, barakallahu fi. Nahin, without them here, you're defending them. What do you do over there? طيب, إذن قلنا عز زوج الآخر بالرضا بما تيسر من الرزق والخلق ومهما أمكنهما الجمع والإصلاح فلا يعدلا عنه. So as much as they can reconcile and rectify, they should not avoid it. يعني they hear, يا شيخ مشيح حالك, be patient, inshallah حور العين will make up for all the headache you're having now. And they tell the wife, take it easy on your husband, he's a little, you know, short tempered, but he's a good man. They try as much as they can to what? Reconcile and rectify. They don't automatically say, go in different ways. فإن وصلت الحال إلى أنه لا يمكن اجتماعهما وإصلاحهما إلا على وجه المعاداة والمقاطعة ومعصية الله. However, if they reach a point where they're unable to keep them together or to rectify their condition, and if they were to remain, it would be upon hatred, animosity, and disobedience to Allah. فإن ورأيا أن التفريق بينهما أصلح فرقا بينهما. And they see that dividing them or separating them is better than they will separate them. يعني they try to convince the man, and they try to convince the woman, and they realize that these two would not work. Yani, they would be persistent on their demands. Even though we've already recognized that the other spouse cannot carry out these demands. If they reach this dead end, they separate them. وَلَا يُشْتَرَطُ رِضَ الزَّوْجِ كَمَا يَدُلُّ عَلَيْهِ أَنَّ اللَّهَ سَمَّاهُمَا الْحَكَمَيْنِ. Beautiful. And the approval of the husband is not a condition. Because Allah told them judges. Meaning they will tell the husband, oh, you will be separated from your wife. And his approval is not a condition. Why? Because Allah told them hakamayn. And hakam is one who judges and whose judgment must be carried out. But that's why somebody should be sound, intelligent, they have all these qualities and they're not playing games. After they try everything to bring them together, if it doesn't work, they separate them and the husband's approval or disapproval is meaningless. Very important. وَالْحَكَمُ يَحْكُمُ وَالْحَكَمُ The judge يَحْكُمُ He rules. The judge rules and his ruling is to be carried out. وَإِن لَمْ يَرْضَ الْمَحْكُمُ عَلَيْهِ Even if the one who's being judged is not satisfied. Even if he's not satisfied. وَلِهَذَا قَالْ That's what Allah said. إِن يُرِيدَا إِصْلَاحًا يُوَفِّقِ اللَّهُ بَيْنَهُمَا If they both sincerely want reconciliation, Allah will grant them success. Allah Azza wa Jal will give them success between them. أي بسبب الرأي الميمون والكلام الذي يجذب القلوب يؤلف بين القرينين Because of the sound opinion and because of the speech which melts the heart and it reconciles them and brings them together towards each other. إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَلِيمًا خَبِيرًا Verily Allah is ever all-knowing. أي عَالِمًا بِجَمِيعِ الظَّوَاهِرِ وَالْبَوَاطِنِ Allah is all-knowing of all that which is apparent and all that which is hidden. ظاهر يعني from ظهر By the way, this is why we have Salatul Dhuhr. And this is why we have when a husband doesn't want to, he says to his wife, you are like my mother. To me we call it ظهار معي يظهر لا تزال طائفة من أمتي ظاهرين على الحق All of it means to be visible, to be up, to be on top. ظهر السفينة the top of the ship.
ظهار is from the word ظهر.
From there, yeah, that's what I'm saying. What the back? That's what I'm saying. The back, the top of something. All of them come from the same idea. Zihar, wa zahar, wa zuhur, and zahir, assistant, meaning your back. Allah said about the zahir, meaning one who will aid you, meaning he will give you his back at the time. Subhanallah. So the meaning of the words, and then the way they are understood, or the picture which they draw in the eloquence of the Arabic language is simply amazing. You see that? طيب إذن الظواهر then that which is on top, that which is visible, because it's like the back. والبواطن from باطن They have isn't there an area called حفر الباطن? Hey. وَمُطَّلِعًا عَلَى خَفَايَ الْأُمُورِ وَأَسْرَارِهَا Allah Azza wa Jal is observing the خَفَايَ الْأُمُورِ the hidden aspects of things وَأَسْرَارِهَا and the secrets therein فَمَنْ عِلْمِهِ وَخَبَرِهَا وَخِبْرِهِ أَنْشَرَعَ عَجِيبًا هذه الكلمة لِأَنَّ لَكُمْ أَنْشَرَعَ لَكُمْ هَذِي الْأَحْكَامِ الْجَلِيلَ وَالشَّرَعَ الْجَمِيلَ So part of Allah's knowledge and well acquaintance with everything, He legislated for you these noble rulings and this wonderful Sharia. This wonderful Sharia. طيب. Ayah 36. نعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. وَاعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ وَلَا تُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْئًا وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا وَبِذِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْيَتَامَى وَالْمَسَاكِينِ وَالْجَارِ ذِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْجَارِ الْجُنُبِ وَالصَّاحِبِ بِالْجَنْبِ وَابْنِ السَّبِيلِ وَابْنِ السَّبِيلِ وَمَا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُكُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ مَنْ كَانَ مُخْتَالًا فَخُورًا Worship Allah and join none with Him in worship. And do good to parents, kinsfolk, orphans, al-masakeen, the neighbor who is a stranger, the companion by your side, the wayfarer you meet, and those slaves whom your right hands possess. Verily, Allah does not like such as are proud and boastful. And 37, the Shaykh actually explained both. الَّذِينَ يَبْقَلُونَ وَيَأْمُرُونَ النَّاسَ بِالْبُخْلِ وَيَكْتُمُونَ مَا آتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ وَأَعْتَدْنَا لِلْكَافِرِينَ عَذَابًا مُهِينًا enjoin miserliness on other men and hide what Allah has bestowed upon them of His bounties. And we have prepared for the disbelievers a disgraceful torment. The Shaykh said, rahimahullah, يَأْمُرُ تَعَالَى عِبَادَهُ بِعِبَادَتِهِ وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِكَ لَهُ. Allah enjoins or commands upon His slaves that they worship Him alone without any partners. Without any partners. وَهُوَ الدُّخُولُ تَحْتَ رِقِّ عُبُودِيَّتِهِ وَالْإِنْقِيَادِ لِأَوَامِرِهِ وَنَوَاهِيهِ. Which is, i.e., entering under the banner of slavery, riq as a slave, an owned slave, وَالْإِنْقِيَادِ لِأَوَامِرِهِ, and submitting to his commands. There's a sound that keeps coming, I don't know from what, whatever that is, barakallahu fik stabil. Shukran, shukran jazeelan. Wanawahi, and his prohibitions. Yani carrying out his commands and leaving alone his prohibitions. Mahabbatan wa dhillan wa ikhlasan lahu fi jami' al-ibadat al-zahira wal-batina. And this is to be done out of love, out of humiliation, and out of sincerity to Him and all acts of worship, whether they are outwardly or inwardly. Because there are things which you do in your heart which no one sees but Allah. That's ibadah. Like tawakkul ala Allah, al-khawfu min Allah, al-khashya min Allah, mahabbatullah. These are all acts of worship in the heart. They don't necessarily appear on the person's face and limbs and physical or facial expressions. And there are acts of worship which are related to the body, the physical being. But regardless of which one it is, all of them are done for the sake of Allah, with no partners, out of love, humiliation and sincerity. نسأل الله يجعلنا ذلك الرجل. وينهى عن الشرك به شيئا. And Allah forbids that you associate anything in worship with Him. لا شركا أصغر ولا أكبر. لا ملكا ولا نبيا ولا وليا ولا غيرهم ولا غيرهم من المخلوقين الذين لا يملكون لأنفسهم نفعا ولا ضرا ولا يملكون موتا ولا حياة ولا نشورا. Neither minor shirk nor major shirk, not an angel, meaning as a partner with Allah, not a prophet, not a close friend, or any amongst the creation of Allah, who do not possess for themselves benefit, nor do they possess harm, nor do they control death, nor do they control life, and nor do they control resurrection. And this is taken from which ayah? لا يملكون لأنفسهم ضرا ولا نفعا واتخذوا من دونه آلهة لا يخلقون شيئا وهم يخلقون ولا يملكون لأنفسهم ضرا ولا نفعا ولا يملكون موتا ولا حياة ولا نشورا وقال الذين كفروا إن هذا إلا إفك افتراه وأعانه عليه قوم آخرون فقد جاءوا ظلما وزورا. What surah is this? Huh? You. What surah is this? وقالوا أساطير الأولين اكتتبها فهي تملى عليه بكرة وأصيلا قل أنزله الذي يعلم السر في السماوات والأرض إنه كان غفورا رحيما. When was the last time your brothers read the Quran? He's running away. Yusuf, it's okay. Ha, Jamaa, I'm going to recite the whole surah. And at the end of the surah, وعباد الرحمن الذين يمشون على الأرض هونا وإذا خاطبهم الجاهلون قالوا سلاما والذين يبيتون لربهم سجدا وقياما. سورة الفرقان, لا إله إلا الله. سورة الفرقان يا جماعة, this ayah, واتخذوا من دونه آلهة لا يخلقون شيئا وهم يخلقون. It is a mandatory ayah for you to know to give da'wah to every Hindu, every Buddhist, and every idol. Because Allah gave us a description of every false god. And when you try to evaluate any object of worship that the kuffar worship besides Allah, you will find that this ayah is the most suitable description for them. You must know this ayah. You don't need to know anything about Hinduism or anything about Buddhism in terms of their caste and the detail of the case, whatever that the thing is called. So fukat minnu, fukat minnu. This is all complication. If you know it, jazakallah khair. It's Surah Al-Furqan, Ya Yusuf, just in case. What you need to know is this ayah only. وَاتَّخَذُوا مِن دُونِهِ آلِهَةً. Allah says they have taken besides them gods according to them, because they worship him besides Allah. لَا يَخْلُقُونَ شَيْئًا وَهُمْ يُخْلَقُونَ. They create nothing but themselves are created. Now you get anything, Shiva, Vishnu, Brahma, whatever you want it. Buddha, bring him. Say, bring this little, you know, fat, you know, punk over here, the Buddha. Bring him here. Can he create something? Please, tell him right now, this is your God. I want only a mosquito. One mosquito, I'm satisfied. One fly, not a mosquito. One fly. You and your whole congregation, your whole nation of Buddhism, your whole nation of Hinduism, let this guy give me one fly now. Is it going to happen? If all of them made sujood and ruku and they prayed for 10 years, are you going to see a fly come out of this Buddha? No. La yakhluquna shay'an. They don't create anything. Wahum yukhlaqoon. But they themselves are created. Then you ask him, who made this statue? Who made it? He will tell you on First Street, you know, right at the corner, there's a sculpture, you know, blah, blah, blah. Say, you created this thing. It doesn't create anything. That's the first description. Anything they bring besides Allah, anything is going to fit this description. Then Allah says, وَلَا يَمْلِكُونَ لِيَنْفُسِهِمْ ضَرًّا وَلَا نَفْعًا. They do not possess for themselves any harm or any benefit. And they say in Arabic, فَقِدُ الشَّيْءِ لَا يُعْطِي. One who doesn't possess something cannot give it to someone else. So if this idol cannot benefit or harm itself, how is it going to benefit you or harm you? So you say to this, to these kuffar, say, listen, if I slapped your God, is he going to stop me? Can he stop me? If I went like this and bah, gave him a slap, is he going to put his hand up and say, hey, I'm a God? Is he going to curse me? If a dog came and he urinated, excuse me, on this idol, is it going to stop him? It cannot benefit or harm itself. If someone was to harm it, it cannot protect itself. If someone wants to, you know, it cannot harm or benefit itself. If it cannot do it to itself, how is it going to do it to you? Then finally, وَلَا يَمْلِكُونَ مَوْتًا وَلَا حَيَاةً وَلَا نُشُورًا. They do not possess death or life or resurrection. You say to them, say, listen, tell him to kill me. He controls death, tell him to take my soul now. You have 5 minutes. And wait to 5 minutes. You're going to remain alive if Allah wills. So when you don't die, say, this cannot control death. Bring him a dead person. Say, bring him back to life. They will not be able to do it. And Nushura, have him resurrect people from the grave, they will not be able to do it. Who's the only one who does all this all the time? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, the quality of the false gods is this ayah. I believe it's ayah number 3 or 4 of Surah Al-Furqan. You must memorize it, you must understand it, because no one can dispute it. It's Allah's revelation. If you know it correctly, this is all the da'a. And this applies to the Christians and the Jews. I mean, this goes all across the board. But particularly idolaters and idol and statue worshippers. Surah Al-Furqan. How did we get to Surah Al-Furqan? Where was I? طيب. أيوة. أحسنت. أي. بل الواجب المتعين إخلاص العبادة لمن كان له الكمال المطلق من جميع الوجوه. What is compulsory and obligatory upon everyone is to sincerely dedicate the worship to the one who possesses the ultimate perfection in all aspects, which is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وله التدبير الكامل الذي لا يشركه ولا يعينه عليه أحد. And to Allah belongs the most perfect and comprehensive arrangement of affairs with whom no one shares or no one aids and assists. Allah Azza wa Jal does it himself. Also in Surah Al-Furqan. الذي خلق الذي تبارك الذي نزل الفرقان على عبده ليكون للعالمين نذيرا الذي خلق الذي له ملك السماوات والأرض ولم يتخذ ولدا ولم يكن له شريك في الملك وخلق كل شيء فقدره تقديرا. It's the same understanding that no one shares any of these with Allah سبحانه وتعالى. على كل حال ثم بعدما أمر بعبادته والقيام بحقه أمر بالقيام بحقوق العباد الأقرب فالأقرب. Then after Allah commanded that we worship Him alone and we carry out His right, Allah commanded us to carry out the rights of His creation, His slaves, according to their nearest in kinship. According to the nearest in kinship. فقال وبالوالدين إحسانا. And the first on the list is, and to your parents be dutiful, be good, treat them with goodness. أي أحسنوا إليهم بالقول الكريم والخطاب اللطيف والفعل الجميل. Meaning be good to them with the noble statement, with the soft and gentle speech, and with the beautiful actions. وبضاعة أمرهما واجتناب نهيهما. By obeying their commands and avoiding their prohibitions, provided that they do not conflict with those of Allah's. Yani if your parents told you to disobey Allah, then you no longer have to obey them. But if they're commanding you to do something, or they're prohibiting you from something which is in agreement with the deen of Allah, you have to do it. You have to do it. وَالْإِنْفَاقِ عَلَيْهِمَا. And spending on them. وَإِكْرَامِ مَنْ لَهُ تَعَلُّقٌ بِهِمَا. And honoring whoever has a relation with them. وَصِلَةُ الرَّحِمِ الَّتِي لَا رَحِمَ لَكَ إِلَّا بِهِمَا. And keeping the kinship tie with whom there's no way you can connect it except through them. وَلِلْإِحْسَانِ ضِدَّانِ. يَا سَلَام. This is very important and fundamental. Pay attention. وَلِلْإِحْسَانِ ضِدَّانِ. What does that mean? وَلِلْإِحْسَانِ ضِدَّانِ. What does ضد mean? ضد. Against or opposite. In English language, what do we call two opposite words? Lala, in English. Antonyms. Ahsant, mashallah alayk Abdul Majid. Antonyms. Synonyms. Similar in meanings. Antonyms, opposite in meanings. Idan lil ihsani biddani. Ihsan is opposed with two things. There are two opposites for ihsan. You with me? Ihsan is on one side. It is negated, it is opposed by two things. Al-isa'a wa adam al-ihsan. Many people miss out on this one. Isa'a is harm. And the other opposite is adam al-ihsan, not being good. Yani listen, some people say, look, I'm neutral. Huh? I'm neutral. I don't harm my parents, but I don't do anything either. I don't curse them, but I don't call them to check on them. I don't disobey them, but I don't do things on my own, extra things to please them. So I'm good. We say no. This is the other opposite of ihsan, which is what? Adam al-ihsan. That you're not being good. Yani what is intended is that good necessitates that you do good, not that you're neutral. If you do harm, that's horrible. If you don't do anything, that's also horrible. You're only good when you do what? Good. طيب. وَكِلَاهُمَا مَنْهِيٌ عَنْهُ. And both of them are prohibited. That you do harm or that you don't do good. And you must speak to them, you must be kind to them, you must keep the kinship ties, you must spend on them and what have you. وَبِذِي الْقُرْبَ أَيْضًا إِحْسَانًا. And the close kinsfolk also deserve ihsan. وَيَشْمَلْ ذَلِكَ جَمِيعُ الْأَقَارِبِ. Included in that are all your relatives. قَرُبُوا أَوْ بَعُدُوا. Whether they are near or far in terms of their relation with you. Not distance. Meaning how the level of relation between you. بأن يحسن إليهم بالقول والفعل. That you should be good to them in your statement and your actions. وأن لا يقطع برحمه بقوله أو فعله. And that you do not sever your kinship either with a statement or with an action. واليتامى. And you should be also good to the يتامى. The orphans. أي الذين فقد أباؤهم وهم صغار. Very important understanding here. And I've said this many times before. In Islam, the orphan is not the one whose both parents died. It is the one whose father died, even if his mother is alive. Even if the mother is alive, when the father dies, this Islamically, this is a yatim. He's an orphan. Pay attention. If his mother dies also, he's a yatim regardless. But his mother being alive, while he's under the age of discretion, under the age of taking responsibility of his own self, then Islamically he's a yatim. Why? Because the father figure, the one who spends on him, looks after him, takes care of him, is gone. And the children need their father. As much as they need their mother in some regard, and they need their father in other regards. When the father figure is gone, Islamically he's a yatim, even if he has a mother. Is that clear? Because in other definitions, an orphan is someone who lost both of his parents. But that's not Islamic. That's not necessarily Islamic. فَلَهُمْ حَقٌ عَلَى الْمُسْلِمِينَ. They have a right upon the Muslims. سَوَاهُمْ كَانُوا أَقَارِبَ وَغَيْرِهِمْ. Whether they are related to you, these orphans, or not. بِكَفَالَتِهِمْ. That you sponsor them. Not as a kafil. You give them an iqama. Okay, the kafala here of, you know, looking after the affair. Just in case someone misunderstood and said, start giving the yatama different iqamas, say, wallah, I have a kafala of a yatim. And you take 500 riyals from him at the end of the year, you know, for iqama renewal. No, Habib. You're the only Saudi here. Barakallahu feek. وَبِرِّهِمْ وَجَبْرِ خَوَاطِرِهِمْ. And you're dutiful to them, you kind to them, وَبِرِّ خَوَاطِرِهِمْ. And that you, يعني, you look after their feelings. Yeah, جَبْرِ خَوَاطِرِهِمْ. When jabr is from fixing something that is broken. Fixing something which is broken. خَوَاطِر is emotions. يعني when their emotions are low, when they're feeling emotional, you kind of calm them down. You give them soothing words of, you know, comfort. You know, no problem. Alhamdulillah, Allah is merciful. Your father, inshallah, was a righteous man. You know, you make this yatim feel better. You don't scold them, you don't make things matter. وَأَمَّا الْيَتِيمَ فَلَا تَقْهَرْ. وَأَمَّا السَّائِلَ فَلَا تَنْهَرْ. Subhanallah, the Quran is all harmonious in its teachings. Now, وَتَرْبِيَتِهِمْ وَتَأْدِيبِهِمْ. And then you raise them correctly. وَتَرْبِيَتِهِمْ أَحْسَنْ تَرْبِيَةً فِي مَصَالِحْ دِينِهِمْ وَدُنْيَاهُمْ. And then you raise them in the best way concerning the benefit of their deen and their dunya. وَالْمَسَاكِينَ. And also to the miskeen. وَهُمُ الَّذِينَ أَسْكَنَتْهُمُ الْحَاجَ وَالْفَقْرِ. It is those who have been made to reside, meaning they're unable to go and work. They have to remain fixed in one place because of need and poverty. فَلَمْ يَحْصُلُوا عَلَى كِفَايَتِهِمْ وَلَا كِفَايَةِ مَنْ يَمُنُونَ. They are unable to earn enough to support themselves or to support those whom they are in charge or responsible for. فَأَمَرَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى بِالْإِحْسَانِ إِلَيْهِمْ بِسَدِّ خَلَّتِهِمْ وَبِدَفْعِ فَقَتِهِمْ وَالْحَضِّ عَلَى ذَلِكَ وَالْقِيَامِ بِمَا يُمْكِنْ مِنْهِ. So Allah encouraged and commanded that we are kind to them by fulfilling their need and paying their you know, helping them in their poverty and encouraging each other to do so according to one's ability. وَالْجَارِ ذِي الْقُرْبَى أي الْجَارِ الْقَرِيبِ الَّذِي لَهُ حَقَّانِ. The neighbor who is near. The Shaykh said this is the neighbor who's near has two rights. حَقُّ الْجِوَارِ, the right of neighborhood, or not neighborhood, neighborness. وَحَقُّ الْقَرَابَ, and the right of relation, meaning he's related to you and he's your neighbor. فَلَهُ عَلَى جَارِي حَقٌ وَأَحْسَانٌ رَاجِعٌ الْعُفْ. Upon him is the right and dutifulness according to what is known in that culture. وَكَذَلِكَ الْجَارُ الْجُنُوبُ. Also the jar al-junub, أي الَّذِي لَيْسَ لَهُ قَرَبًا, meaning the companion, or not the companion, the one who doesn't have a relation. He's close to you but not related to you. إذن الْجَارُ ذِي الْقُرْبَى is the neighbor who's related. الْجَارِ الْجُنُوبُ who's a neighbor but he's not related to you. وَكُلَّمَا كَانَ الْجَارُ أَقْرَبْ بَابًا كَانَ أَكَدُ حَقًّا. Ha! The closer the neighbor's door is to yours, the greater is his right. The closer the door, the greater the right. So يعني the manner in which we treat them is according to the nearness to our residence. نعم. فينبغي للجار أن يتعاهد جاره بالهدية والصدقة والدعوة واللطافة بالأقوال والأفعال وعدم هديته بقول أفعل. So it is upon the neighbor to look out and to continue and to maintain ties with his neighbor through giving him gifts or sadaqah or invitation or being kind in one's statements and one's actions, and that you do not harm him with a statement or an action. Yani, don't park your car, barakallah feek, double park and leave him stuck and then go to sleep. The next day he wants to go to work, he's late to work, he may get fired because of your lousy, you know, self parking your car and blocking your neighbor. That's not being dutiful to your neighbor. Park far away and walk on your feet, but don't block someone. Not in the masjid, not outside the masjid, not anywhere else. This is haram. Many people do this in Jumu'ah. Wallah, he drives his car, wallah, I'm late. He puts his car in the middle of the road, blocking three cars, and he goes to salah. Well, some people, as soon as they leave, they have to go to work. Maybe someone's wife is in the hospital delivering. He had to go to attend Jumu'ah. You don't know the condition of people. It is not your right to block someone and say, wallah, mashi hala, inshallah, he will be okay. No, he will not be okay. And it's none of your business to think this way. Your job is to keep the people's spaces available. You understand? Now,
even if he's a kafir.
Even if he's a kafir. Yes. Now, if he is related and a Muslim and a neighbor, he has three rights. If one of them goes away, he still has the other two rights. If he's related to you and a kafir and your neighbor, you still have to maintain the right of neighborness and relation. You see what I'm saying? The kafir will only drop his right of salam and things which he would do to a Muslim. But he will not drop his right of being a neighbor or being related to you if he is related to you. So that is maintained. Ahsant. Good question. Now, وَصَاحِبِ بِالْجَمْءِ أي قِيلَ الرَّفِيقِ فِي السَّفَرِ. They said the companion during travel. The companion during travel. وَقِيلَ الزَّوْجَ And it is said it is the wife. وَقِيلَ الصَّاحِبُ مُطْلَقًا It is said your companion generally speaking. وَلَعَلَّهُ أَوْلَى And perhaps this is the most يعني the most appropriate. The Shaykh said, يعني what is intended here, you have to be kind to your friend, your buddy. فَإِنَّهُ يَشْمَلُ الصَّاحِبُ فِي الْحَضَرِ وَالسَّفَرِ وَيَشْمَلُ الزَّوْجَةِ Because this includes your companion during travel, your companion during residence, and your wife. If one's wife is his friend, that is. فَعَلَى صَاحِبِ صَاحِبِهِ حَقٌ زَائِدٌ عَلَى مُجَرَدِ إِسْلَامٍ So the companion has a right over his friend, besides being only his Muslim brother, besides his Islam. If he's your close friend, you give him a special treatment. مِنْ مُسَاعَدَتِي عَلَى أُمُورِ دِينِهِ وَالدُّنْيَا That you help him concerning the affairs of his deen and his dunya. Subhanallah. وَالنُصْحِ لَهُ And that you advise him. وَالْوَفَاءُ مَعَهُ And that you are loyal to him. فِي السَّرَّاءِ فِي الْيُسْرِ وَالْعُسْرِ عَفْوًا During times of ease and during times of difficulty. وَالْمَنْشِطْ وَالْمَكْرِهِ And during the time of energy and strength and during the time of hate and lousiness or laziness. وَأَنَّهُ يَجِبُ لَهُ مَا أَنْ يُحِبَّ لَهُ مَا يُحِبُّ لِنَفْسِ And that you love for him whatever you love for yourself. وَيَكْرَهُ لَهُ مَا يَكْرَهُ نَفْسِ And that you hate for him what you hate for yourself. وَكُلَّمَا زَادَتْ الصُّحْبَةِ تَأَكَّدَ الْحَقُّ وَزَادَ And the closer the friendship, the more the right. يعني if someone is your close friend, then his right is greater than someone who you see occasionally. The stronger the bond, the stronger the right, and the greater the rights that your friend has over you. Hey, don't ditch him at the time of need. وَابْنِ السَّبِيلِ And the wayfarer, وَهُوَ الْغَرِيبُ الَّذِي احْتَاجَ فِي بَلَدِ الْغُرْبَةِ أَوْ لَمْ يَحْتَجْ It is the one who it becomes in the state of need, whether it is in a foreign country or whether he's not in need. He's just in a foreign country. أَوْ لَمْ يَحْتَجْ نَعْمَ فَلَهُ حَقٌ عَلَى الْمُسْلِمِينَ لِشِدَّةِ حَاجَتِهِ وَكَوْنِهِ فِي غَيْرِ وَطَنِهِ بِتَبْلِيغِهِ إِلَى مَقْصُودِهِ أَوْ بَعْدِ مَقْصُودِهِ وَبِإِكْرَامِهِ وَتَأْنِيسِهِ He has the right over the Muslims also, excuse me, by because of his need, his dire need, being outside of his country, that you help him make it to his destination, or you help him in some of it, or you honor him and you make him feel good. Yani someone who's stuck in another country, you help him out to make it back home, you help him financially, you invite him to your house, let him eat, drink, spend the night over at your place, things of this sort. وَمَا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُكُمْ And whatever your hand, right hand possess, or right hands possess, مِنَ الْآدَمِيِّينَ وَالْبَهَائِمِ Whether it is human beings or cattle. بِالْقِيَامِ بِكِفَايَتِهِمْ وَعَدَمِ تَحْمِيلِهِمْ مَا يَشُقُّ عَلَيْهِمْ That you fulfill what maintains them and you do not overburden them with that which they cannot carry out. وَإِعَانَتُهُمْ عَلَى مَا تُحَمِّلُوهُ وَتَأْدِيبِهِمْ لِمَا فِيهِ مَصْلَحَتُهُمْ And that you help them when you give them things or tasks to carry out and that you also train them and teach them in that which their benefit, in which their benefit lies. فَمَنْ قَامَ بِهَذِهِ الْمَأْمُورَاتِ So whosoever carries out these commands, فَهُوَ الْخَاضِعُ لِرَبِّهِ He is the one who is truly submissive to his Lord. الْمُتَوَاضِعِ لِعِبَادِ اللَّهِ The one who is humble to the slaves of Allah. المنقاد لأمر الله وشرعه The one who falls and submits to the commands of Allah and His legislation. الذي يستحق الثواب الجزيل والثناء الجميل The one who deserves the vast reward and the excellent praise and the beautiful praise. وَمَنْ لَمْ يَقُمْ بِذَلِكَ And whosoever does not carry that out of worshipping Allah alone, being dutiful to the parents and to the neighbor and to the wayfarer and to the miskeen and to the yatim and all these which Allah mentioned. Whoever doesn't do that, فَإِنَّهُ عَبْدٌ مُعْرِضٌ عَنْ رَبِّهِ He is a person who's turning away from his Lord. غَيْرُ مُنْقَادٍ لِأَوَامِرِهِ He is not submissive or not submitting to his commands. وَلَا مُتَوَاضِعٌ لِلْخَلْقِ And he is not humble to the creation. بَلْ هُوَ مُتَكَبِّرٌ عَلَى عِبَادِ اللَّهِ Rather, he is arrogant. He's arrogant towards the slaves of Allah. مُعْجَبٌ بِنَفْسِهِ He is admiring himself or he admires himself. فَخُورٌ He is boastful. بِقَوْلِهِ وَلِهَذَا قَالْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ مَنْ كَانَ مُخْتَالًا This is why Allah said verily Allah does not love one who is مُخْتَال full of himself يعني boastful what was the word that they used here in English? They used فَخُور boastful مُخْتَال proud There you go. Allah does not نعم مختال أي معجب بنفسه متكبرا على الخلق مختال proud he admires himself and he looks down upon the creation فخورا boastful يثني على نفسه ويمدحها he praises himself على وجه الفخر والبطر على عباد الله in a manner of arrogance and boastfulness that I'm better than all of you in this particular manner صلى الله العافية نعم فهؤلاء ما بهم من الاختيار والفخر يمنعهم من القيام بالحقوق because these people because of the arrogance in them it prevents them from carrying out the commands of Allah they're too arrogant to be kind and nice to the neighbor and to the yatim he thinks he's someone special so he doesn't humble himself to deal with people in this fashion subhanallah al-azim ولهذا ذمهم this what Allah criticized them بقول الذين يبخلون أي يمنعون ما عليهم من حقوق الواجبة meaning they're miserly meaning they prevent they stop what is upon them they do not carry out what is upon them of spending that is obligatory ويأمرون الناس بالبخل and they command people to become miserly like themselves بأقوالهم وأفعالهم in their actions and in their statements ويكتمون ما أتاهم الله من فضله and they hide and conceal what Allah has given them of His favors أي من العلم الذي يهتدي به الضالون ويسترشد به الجاهلون they hide the knowledge with which the misguided are led aright and with which the ignorant is guided فيكتمونه عنهم they conceal it from them ويظهرون لهم من الباطل ما يحول بينهم وبين الحق and they display falsehood which prevents them and places a barrier between them and the truth فجمعوا بين البخل بالمال والبخل بالعلم so they brought a relation between being miserly in knowledge and miserly in wealth وبين السعي في خسارة أنفسهم وخسارة غيرهم and they brought a relation between striving to destroy themselves and to destroy others وهذه هي صفات الكافرين. Verily, these are the qualities of the disbelievers. فلهذا قال تعالى that's why Allah said وأعتدنا للكافرين عذابا مهينا, and we have prepared for the disbelievers a humiliating punishment. أي كما تكبروا على عباد الله ومنع حقوقه, meaning the same way they were arrogant, they are arrogant upon the slaves of Allah, ومنع حقوقه, and they prevented Allah's right, وتسببوا في منع غيرهم من البخل وعدم الاتداء, and they caused others to be miserly and to be misled. أهانهم بالعذاب الأليم والخزي. Allah will humiliate them with the severe torment and the eternal humiliation. فعياذا بك اللهم من كل سوء. So refuge is sought of you, O Allah, from every evil and every bad thing. And with this, inshallah, we conclude this dars. بإذن الله عز وجل, if we all remain alive and healthy and sound, we will continue next week with ayah number 38, with further description of these evil people. And then we will see what else Allah عز وجل has to say in Surah An-Nisa. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين, وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد.